100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Today's News at Noon is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years, they are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 46 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance is in Israel discussing the ceasefire in Gaza that Israel and Hamas have agreed upon. Vance visiting a civilian military cooperation center that the U.S. says is crucial to keeping the peace plan on track. The vice president says of the ceasefire,
it's not the end. It is, in fact, exactly how this is going to have to happen when you have people who hate each other, who have been fighting against each other for a very long time. We are doing very well. We are in a very good place. We're going to have to keep working on it.
Months after announcing plans to split into two companies, Warner Brothers Discovery now says it may be open to a sale of its entire business. Tropical storm Melissa now forming in the Caribbean. Forecasters warning of heavy rain, strong winds, and flooding in Haiti and Jamaica. Republican Senate leaders headed to the White House today for a lunch with President Trump. No word on the agenda, but we are now in week four of the federal government shutdown. This is ABC News. The president of the Louvre will appear before a French Senate committee discussing how museum staff missed the planned theft on jewels from the French monarchy. Those responsible have not been caught, and authorities are worried if they aren't captured soon, the jewels could be gone forever.
Experts say the chance of finding the loot in its original form diminishes by the hour, fearing the jewelry could be melted down and sold on the black market. This as growing concerns surround the security at the largest art museum in the world, where over 8 million people visited last year. ABC News obtaining an unreleased report filed before the robbery by France's Supreme Auditing Institution, finding the Louvre has a significant delay in deployment of equipment intended to ensure the protection of works.
ABC's James Longman at the Louvre in Paris. Weight Watchers looking to bulk up its business with a new Amazon deal. They are partnering with ways to deliver weight loss drugs, especially focused on underserved rural areas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good Tuesday afternoon. We're looking at an afternoon where it's not going to be that much warmer. Highs only expected to be around 50. Northwest winds 15 to 25. Gusts could reach as high as 30. Otherwise, occasional light showers. By tonight, mostly cloudy. Some chances for light showers to continue, especially early on in the evening. Lows down to 39. Northwest winds 12 to 20. Gust as high as 25. Wednesday, highs near 50 again, mostly cloudy. And Thursday, partly cloudy. Highs could be around 53. Winds are currently out of the east at 10 to 13, and it's 47 degrees.
Hey, are you looking for furniture that's built to last and built right here in Wisconsin? At Court & Main Furniture in Richland Center, we're proud to feature Marshfield Furniture. Every piece is handcrafted in Wisconsin with quality comfort and style you can truly feel, from custom fabrics to timeless designs. Marshfield makes furniture that fits your life and your home. And here's a special thank you for our radio listeners. Mention you heard this ad and get 15% off your Marshfield Furniture order. Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you feel.
Good afternoon. I'm Bo Henriksen for Joanne Krulatz, and you're listening to WRCO. A former Richland Center business owner has died. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Carl was born in Dayton Township. Carl would attend grade school at the Huth School and graduated from Richland Center High School in 1960. He worked at Kramer Brothers before and after his call to active duty in the United States Army. In 1970, he married Susan Ferguson, and in 1974, Carl and Susan joined the family meat processing business in Richland Center as co-owners with Carl and Doris Shovel. In 1996, Carl and Susan obtained sole ownership of the Richland Locker and passed the family business to their son in 2010. He enjoyed helping the family business after retirement with phone calls and deliveries. Carl was a member of Wisconsin Association of Meat Processing for over 40 years, served as director for 30 years, and served as a term as president. A celebration of life will be held at the Phoenix Center Friday, October 31st, from 2 to 5. One of the vacant seats on the Richland County Board of Supervisors was filled last night at its meeting. Tiffany Thompson was seated to represent District 9. Following the seating of Thompson, a public hearing was held on the proposed 2026 budget, which includes advancement of one step on wage scale for all full-time employees, the addition of radio tower technician and radio tower operations funding, restructuring of administration, Simons, emergency services, and HHS staff, and a focus on maintaining and enhancing cybersecurity. The proposed revenue includes taxes of $1.8 million, intergovernmental revenue of $7.6 million, regulation and compliance of $150,500, public charges for services at $16.5 million, other general revenues of $1.1 million, commercial revenues of $610,900, and a highway at $13 million. A tax levy of $10.8 million for a total revenue of $51.8 million. Expenses include general government at $4 million, public safety at $5.6 million, health and social services at $21.2 million, transportation at $32,500, highways at $14.7 million, culture at $344,500, public areas at $610,800, special education at $170,900, natural resources at $574,200, county planning at $186,150, county development at $7,500, debt services at $3.8 million, capital projects at $296,000 for a total of $51.8 million. The biggest obstacle in the proposed budget was for the county ambulance service. Many residents are upset with the new billing configuration for the townships. Richland Township is opposed as, according to Gordon Palmer of Richland Township, they will be billed for all calls to Pine Valley Community Village, which is owned by the county, and the township gets nothing in return. County Administrator Tricia Clements said that they built a budget to keep the ambulance service and the employees they have. She does not want to see the ambulance service go away. After much discussion from county supervisors and residents in attendance, a motion was then made to adjust the budget to take the ambulance fees to Pine Valley off of Richland Township and put it on the ambulance budget, which was approved. A motion was then made to amend the budget to take the money budgeted in the Parks Fund to cover ambulance calls to the county from the city. The amendment was also passed. Following the public hearing, the board approved awarding the sale of $1,085,000 in general obligation promissory notes for the purpose of capital improvements to Piper Sandler and Company of New York, New York, at an interest rate of 4.57 for a total interest fee of $13,990. The Richland County Board of Supervisors then approved the 2026 proposed budget for Richland County with a county tax levy of $6.7 million, a library tax levy of $209,466, a county bridge aid levy of $37,820, a chargeback levy of $990, and a county debt levy of $3.8 million, and the sum of $10.8 million to be levied on all tax property in the county for 2026. In other action concerning the ambulance service, the board voted down a three-month interim memorandum of agreement for ambulance services to stay with the original 12-month agreement, good through January 1st of 2027. The town of Richland and the city of Richland Center will receive revised contracts showing the changes made in the amendments made by the board for calls to county-owned property. The Board of Supervisors also approved a purchase offer from the Richland School District to purchase the campus gymnasium and Melville Hall on the Richland campus for a dollar. The school district would be responsible for the expenses incurred for surveying and such needed to break off those two buildings from the campus configuration. The school district would also work with Simons so that the gymnasium could be shared between the two. The purchase agreement will now go to the Richland School District Board of Education for approval. The budget for the 2025-26 was presented by Richland School District business official John Bosworth at last night's annual meeting. The budget is showing a deficit at this time of $771,000. The proposed tax levy is $10.7 million with a mill rate of 8.60 per 1,000 of property value. Bosworth also explained that the school voucher portion of the budget, which the district collects and is then given to the state to disperse, increased by the amount of $300,000 to $1.2 million. Those in attendance approved a tax levy in the amount of $8,419,802 for the purpose of paying necessary expenses to operate and maintain the schools of the district during the 2025-26 school year. Included in the amount of $183,445 for principal and interest payments on district debt service within the revenue limit. A tax in the amount of $2,193,041 for referenda-approved debt service, and a tax in the amount of $120,000 for the community service fund. In other action, the board approved reimbursement for board members, the sale of district property not being used by the district, the ability to attain a short-term loan when necessary, to purchase real property to be used by the district, and to lease property. The next annual meeting of the Richland School District will be held on Wednesday, October 21st at 7. MCI Foods Incorporated, a Santa Fe Springs, California establishment, is recalling over 91,000 pounds of specific lots of ready-to-eat breakfast burrito and wrap products containing egg that may be adulterated with Listeria monocytogens, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Food Safety and Inspection Service announced. The individualized packaged and bulk-packed frozen breakfast burritos and wraps were produced between September 17th and October 14th. The products bear establishment number EST1162A or P1162. P-5890-0A inside the USDA mark of inspection. These items were shipped to food service institutions nationwide. The Los Cabos, El Masfino, and Midamar brand products are included in the USDA's National School Lunch and Breakfast Programs. There have been no confirmed reports of illness due to consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS also updated a recall for Foster Poultry Farms LLC, a Livingston, California establishment. The original recall included nearly 4 million pounds of chicken corn dog products that may be contaminated with extraneous material, specifically pieces of wood embedded in the batter. Over the weekend, the recall extended to include to reflect approximately 118,000 additional pounds of whole grain chicken corn dog whole grain batter wrapped chicken franks on a stick lower fat products with use date by 8/7/2026. Consumers with food safety questions can call the toll-free USDA Meat and Poultry Hotline at 888-674-6854 or send a question through email to mphotline@usda.gov. For consumers that need to report a problem with meat, poultry, and egg product, the online electronic consumer compliant monitoring system can be accessed 24 hours a day at foodcomplaint.fsis.usda.gov/ECCF. Legislation being introduced at the Capitol could provide transparency about local drinking water. La Crosse Democratic Representative Jill Billings authors the Water Quality Notification Act, which would require the Department of Natural Resources to notify local health departments when it discovers unsafe contamination in groundwater. Billings hopes to get the bill in front of a committee this session. Republicans, State Senator Jesse James and Representative Todd Novak are also authors on the bill. Governor Tony Evers has announced that due to the federal government shutdown, Wisconsin's food share program, which provides food assistance to hungry kids, families, and seniors, will run out of funding in 10 days. The Trump administration recently notified Wisconsin that there will be insufficient funds to pay full November SNAP benefits for approximately 42 million individuals across the nation, and directed states to hold their November issuance files and delay transmission to state EBT vendors until further notice. Based on the Trump administration's directive, FoodShare, which is 100% funded by the federal government, is now in jeopardy due to the federal government shutdown and may not be available at all next month if the federal government shutdown continues, leaving nearly 700,000 Wisconsinites without access to basic food and groceries. The Evers administration continues to closely monitor funding levels for WIC, a separate food assistance program designed to support women, babies, and kids, which remains available for qualifying Wisconsinites at this time. The governor's announcement today comes as the Trump administration and Republicans in Congress enter day 21 of the federal government shutdown. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out last night. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com. There are more choices and more savings with the Return of Value Bonanza at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your local New Holland dealer. That's right, Value Bonanza is back, and that means it's time to take advantage of low-rate financing and cash-back offers on the equipment you need most. Right now, you can get a low-rate financing for up to 72 months on select New Holland tractors and conventional hay and forage equipment, or choose cash back on select models. And don't miss out on low-rate financing for 60 months or cash back on subcompact, compact, and Workmaster tractors. More choices, more savings. It's all happening now during Value Bonanza, only at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. But hurry, these special offers end December 31st, 2025. Stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson's Tractor, where value meets performance.
It's 20 minutes after 12 noon. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to 645 North Central Avenue in Richland Center for the report of a house fire last night around 540. Six fire units and 34 firefighters responded. Upon arrival, officers found heavy smoke coming from the upstairs windows and fire visible from the main floor. Fire personnel were able to contain the fire to the attic and kitchen area of the home. There was heavy smoke, water, and fire damage to the whole structure. Firefighters were on the scene for 2 hours, and no injuries were reported. The Richland Fire Department was assisted at the scene by Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Police Department, Richland EMS, and City Utilities. The Grant County Sheriff's Department says to not be alarmed on Wednesday if you observe a large presence of police, fire, and EMS personnel in the area of Boscobel Schools. This is a large-scale training exercise designed to challenge and improve the coordinated response plans of all agencies involved. It is a planned event. From approximately 1:30 to 4, the Boscobel Area School District will be hosting a practice active shooter exercise at both the middle and high school and intermediate school locations. The training exercise will involve the Boscobel Area School District, Boscobel Police Department, Grant County Sheriff's Department, Boscobel Fire and EMS, Amplify Gunderson Hospitals and Clinics, and Southwest Technical College students serving as volunteer actors. No students will be present and no one will be allowed on school property during the exercise. All extracurricular activities will begin at 4 following the exercise. Community members are asked to please avoid the area during the exercise. Wisconsin's top prosecutor is asking a higher court to step in on a voting case from Waukesha County. Attorney General Josh Call has filed an appeal challenging Judge Michael Maxwell's order requiring officials to verify the citizenship of anyone registering to vote. Call says the ruling could upend how elections are run and threaten people's voting rights. For now, the judge's mandate is on hold while the state's Elections Commission fights it. Less motion through Mitchell. Mitchell International is feeling the effects of fewer passengers this year, and travelers might soon pay more as a result. Passenger numbers dropped about 8% from January through August of 2025 compared to last year. Next year, the airport is expected to see the lowest traffic since 2022. Officials blame economic uncertainty, rising unemployment, and higher airfares for the decline. With fewer people flying, airport revenues from parking and concessions are also down, causing concerns since the airport doesn't get county funding. Customer fees may go up to cover costs. There's a new scam where, once again, imposters are pretending to be from a government agency. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Well, this is a perfect reminder that government is impersonated on phone and text messages and social media and online, even with apps. We heard from the Department of Health Services that scammers recently launched a fake version of the Wisconsin Food Share mobile app.
The fake Food Share app is used to fraudulently take money from unsuspecting consumers.
It's called EBT Edge. It fraudulently charges users $4.99 per week or $60 for the lifetime access. The real EBT Edge app is used to navigate SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, and it has a black, white, and yellow egg icon on it. Users will never need to pay to use the official EBT Edge mobile app.
Michelle Reinen says that if anyone discovers any other suspicious apps, reporting them would be appreciated.
The Department of Health Services really hopes that individuals will report suspicious activity should they find other apps out there that are asking consumers to make payments rather than having the free service if they're part of the program.
If you've been scammed while using a fake app or are a victim of any scam, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128. You can also email DATCAP's hotline at DATCP@wi.gov. Or excuse me, you can email them at DATCP@wi.gov. The third annual Pumpkin Fest will be held Saturday in Richland Center. One of the many activities is the Pumpkin Decorating Contest. Entries for the contest are due soon. Suzanne Anderson is the creator and an organizer of Pumpkin Fest.
Decorate your pumpkin. You're going to bring it to the courthouse lawn on Wednesday, October 22nd, between the hours of 3 and 6:30. We'll check you in. You can either register online at our Pumpkin Fest Facebook page, or you can grab a registration form and you can get it filled out the day of that you bring your pumpkin. So either way, everything's free to enter. So bring it out. You'll also receive a Christie's cupcake when you enter and a hot dog donated by Walmart. Also, Oakwood Fruit Farm has donated some apples for us that evening, and we're just going to have a great time that night registering all the pumpkins.
On Saturday, Pumpkin Fest will get underway in the morning with the 5K, 10K runs and a 1.5-mile walk at Simons Recreation Complex. Kyle Ewing is with Simons.
The 10K will start at 9, the 5K will start at 9:15, and then the walk will start at 9:30. Going to stagger them a little bit in hopes that we can kind of somewhat finish everybody roughly about the same time, because we'll do the awards. I think tentatively we're planning for 10:30. And then our foundation is going to be grilling up some brats. Someone was generous enough to donate brats for this event. So we're hoping if you finish the race a little bit early and you're waiting for the awards or something like that, you can get some brats and some other treats.
You can register for the run walk in advance at simonsrec.com or the day of the event. If you register in advance, the cost to enter is $35 for the run and $20 for the walk. If you register the day of the event, the cost is $40 for the run and $25 for the walk. Suzanne Anderson says that Pumpkin Fest will also feature activities after the run walk.
Right down on the courthouse lawn, we'll have a petting zoo, and that's going to be sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside, Edward D. Jones, Katie Bedward, and Twin Pines Ridgetop Airbnb, Sheila Troxel and family. So we so appreciate everybody's commitment to that. The Tiny Acres will be down there with their petting zoo. We'll have 4-H Club selling caramel apple slices. Key Club will have kids games that day, and Schmidt Woodland Hills and Discovery Play School will have a bake sale.
There will be fun for all at the third annual Richland Center Pumpkin Fest. More information can be found on the Richland Center Pumpkin Fest's Facebook page. National Teen Driver Safety Week is observed each year in October by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Division of Motor Vehicles and Division of Wisconsin State Patrol recognize National Teen Driver Safety Week to raise awareness of the importance for teens to get properly trained and avoid risks to prevent crashes on the road. Traffic crashes are a leading cause of death for teens in the United States. Last year in Wisconsin, there were 18,823 crashes involving teen drivers, 70 people were killed, and 5,782 people were injured in these crashes. Proper training and practice for young drivers is key to gaining experience behind the wheel. Wisconsin DMV's Teen Portal provides many resources for parents and sponsors of teen drivers, including step teens ages 15 to 18, need to follow to obtain a driver's license. Information on the parents' supervised driving program designed to improve teen driver safety by providing parents and guardians with a methodical approach to teaching driving skills. Sample parent teen safe driving contract to help you and your teen driver reach a safe driving agreement that best fits your family and expectations. And approve driver education training courses on Wisconsin DMV's award-winning interactive map. To obtain a learner's permit, teens need to complete an approved driver education training course that includes instruction on the rules of the road and signs, speed limits, managing roadway hazards, work zone safety awareness, the move-over law, and other topics. Teens must also accumulate a minimum of 50 hours of behind-the-wheel driving experience. 10 of those hours must be driving at night. After teens complete the training and pass the test, Wisconsin's graduated driver license, GDL, provides new drivers an opportunity to safely gain driving experience in lower-risk situations. Drivers under age 18 have restrictions on the number of people in the vehicle and hours they can drive for the first 9 months of their probationary license. Limiting the number of teens in the car reduces distractions and potentially more crashes while giving new young drivers more time to gain experience. The combination of effective training, hours of practice, parental involvement, and state laws can help prevent teen driver crashes on Wisconsin roads.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities, without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more. More at swtc.edu.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
It is 31 minutes after 12 noon, 44 degrees. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85, died October 9th at New Hampton Nursing and Rehab in Iowa. Funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will follow in the Dayton Corners Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 1 until the time of service at 2. Delbert Coleman is survived by his sisters, Teresa and Bill Ward of Richland Center, and Alice Kazubowski of New Hampton, Iowa. Many nieces and nephews. Delbert Charles Coleman Jr., age 85. Carl Huth, 83 of Richland Center, died Saturday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held on Friday, October 31st from 2 to 5 at the Phoenix Center. A private family burial with military graveside rites will be held at the Richland Center Cemetery at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family suggests memorials be directed to St. John's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Carl Huth is survived by his wife of 55 years, Susan, three children, Jeffrey and Deborah Ferguson, Jennifer and Kevin Carden, and Craig and Laura Huth, five grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, siblings John and Betty Huth, Mary and John Honer, and Rosie and Ron Steinmetz. Carl Huth, 83, of Richland Center. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel, died Thursday, October 16th, at home of natural causes. A memorial service will be held at noon on Saturday, November 1st, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the funeral home on Saturday, November 1st, from 9 till noon. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Boscobel Rescue Squad and the Boscobel Fire Department are appreciated. Jerry Staskel is survived by his brother, James and Kay Staskel, sister, Gloria Biersma, sister-in-law, Deirdre Kazda, brother-in-law, David and Kim Kazda, many nieces, nephews, and friends. Jerry J. Staskel, 77, of Boscobel. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain, died October 12th at Maplewood Memory Care in Sauk City. A funeral mass will be held on Thursday, November 6th at 11 at St. Luke Church in Plain, burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Thursday, November 6th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke Church or St. Luke School. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Lucille Wankerl is survived by five children, Ken and Renee of North Freedom, and Father Gary of Dodgeville, Luann of Lake Forest, California, Dan and Joe Husum of Plain, and Mary and Mark Peck of Arena. Son-in-law, Michael Nagel of Anthem, Arizona. Six grandchildren, six great-grandchildren. Two sisters, Irene and Don Raggetts of Danbury, Connecticut, and Doris and Bob Hayes of Prescott Valley, Arizona. Brother-in-law, Anthony Wankerl of Sauk City, and sister-in-law, Dolores Sunder of Minneapolis, St. Paul, Minnesota. Lucille M. Wankerl, 93, of Plain.
From buying your first car to enjoying retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, here for you every step of the way. With insurance products designed exclusively for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most. Plus, save with discounts when you bundle home and auto insurance. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center. Rural Mutual Insurance. Keep Wisconsin strong.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
We want to send out some anniversary wishes on this Tuesday, October 21st, starting with Brock and Anya Drone, Matt and Amy Elder, Greg and Joanne Kinney, Buck and Kathy Rowe, Kyle and Ellen Schultz, Steve and Judy Ryder, Jansen and Marianne Brown, and Gordon and Pam Sobranek. Happy anniversary to all of you celebrating today from Boscobel and Center Pharmacies.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are seeing gusty winds, cool air, and even some light rains blowing across the area today thanks to a strong low-pressure system currently situated near Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, tracking eastward. Howling west winds of 15 to 30 miles an hour, even gusts up to 45 being recorded across Minnesota and Iowa. It'll stay cool and blustery through tomorrow, but gradually the moisture will move away, so not much for rainfall tomorrow, maybe a stray sprinkle or two. And then by Thursday, high pressure settling in from the northwest should bring us quite a bit of sunshine. Probably going to see a widespread frost or freeze out there by Wednesday night or Thursday night especially, so the end of the growing season for most spots. We do anticipate a slight warming trend over the weekend. Also, a weak disturbance will be sliding through the area Saturday, may bring us a spotty light shower. A better chance of rain, though, coming in early next week with low pressure winding up across the Central Plains and then tracking right across Wisconsin. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. We are expecting cloudy and windy weather, a few light showers, temperature topping out at 49 with a west to northwest wind 15 to 25 gusting over 30 miles an hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy and blustery, some light showers, especially early, low at 39 degrees. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy, breezy, and cool. High temperature again about 49. Wind from the west-northwest 12 to 20, gusting to 25 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, partial clearing later with frost possible. Low temperature in the low 30s. Thursday, partly cloudy, not as breezy. High 53. And Friday, hard frost early. Sunny to partly cloudy and quite nice. Low 29, high 58. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Small chance of light rain in the morning. Low 37 with a high of 60. There will be a better chance of rain coming in by Sunday night or Monday with highs just above 60. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good afternoon.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With some rain falling, we are at 43 degrees, and that is up from our morning low of 37. Yesterday's high was 68 degrees, and we also saw 0.15 of an inch of rain. Record high on this day was set back in 1953 at 86, while just a year prior, we had a record low of 16 in 1952. Last year on this day, our high was 81, our low 39. Sunset today will be at 6:09, sunrise tomorrow at 7:24. 1/100 of an inch of rain has fallen so far today. The barometer holding steady at the moment at 29.70, and winds are out of the northeast at 7 to 10. Again, it's 43 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
The first of two shows on priorities for the U.S. dairy industry, today on Farm to Fork. As you've probably heard by now, the 12 agricultural safety and health centers around the country did receive a renewal of their federal funding support and will not be shutting down. Many of those centers had projects in progress, and those will now be able to continue. Also continuing, the Ag Safety and Health Campaign on Farm to Fork. To learn how you can assist with that, visit the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com. I knew a guy who was caught in a power takeoff on his dairy farm. By some miracle, he survived. Most farmers aren't as lucky. Keep those shields in place. Don't wear loose clothing around a power takeoff. And shut the tractor off before doing any work or adjustments to the PTO. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthshoreProductions.com. U.S. dairy farmers have built quite an export market. Randy Mooney has been chairman of Dairy Farmers of America for the past 17 years.
When I first started in this industry, I think we exported maybe 2% of what we produce. Today, that's 16, 17, 18%. And the world needs our product. The world wants our product. And I don't think the U.S. dairy industry could be sitting in any better spot from a processor side or a producer side than it is right now. Now, do we have our challenges? Of course we do. We always have. We always will. But we'll work our way through that.
One of those challenges is the tariff situation. Dara Maccabee is CEO of Idaho Milk Products and also the chairman of the International Dairy Foods Association.
We believe that tariffs, the way they're applied at the moment, are an unnecessary nuisance.
At Idaho Milk Products, we've been able to manage around the worst of the impacts. There's a confusion about what's going on with trade. And I think for business, uncertainty is the worst thing.
Another issue high on the priority list for dairy is the instability of the labor force caused by immigration policy changes. These guys will be back in tomorrow's show to weigh in. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
A commodities consultant says he's optimistic about the corn market. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer, the one that started it all, the one that still turns heads, the one to beat. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer at pioneer.com/100. First, agricultural productivity is the focus of this year's Borlaug International Dialogue in Des Moines, Iowa. Brownfield's Brett Barnett is there.
The executive director of the Global Agricultural Productivity Initiative at Virginia Tech says higher input prices could lead some farmers to pursue more efficient practices to produce their crops. Tom Thompson says farmers are facing difficult input decisions.
Yes, it will create a drive toward efficiency. It's just more incentive for making sure that every seed you plant comes up at when you need it to come up and where you need it to come up.
But he tells Brownfield the input landscape could also disincentivize producers from investing in ag productivity innovations.
If margins are just razor thin, it makes it much harder to invest in advanced technology.
From Des Moines, I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Carl Setzer, a partner with CONUS Ag Consulting, says export demand remains high with the closure of the U.S.-Mexican border to cattle imports being an unexpected win.
We got Mexico, who all of a sudden has a lot of feeder cattle they have to feed. They need to import feed corn because 80% of the Mexican corn crop is white corn for food purposes.
He tells Brownfield that variable harvest results from across the country are also expected to trim U.S. production expectations. He says,
with the carry we have in the market and what we're seeing on basis, the market is telling us to store as much as we can.
Setzer says the carry in the market should cover storage costs for most producers as they hold out for more profitable pricing opportunities. A farm policy specialist says the potential for ad hoc payments to become problematic is massive. Brownfield's Nicole Heslop has more from the Michigan Ag Credit Conference.
Jonathan Kappas leads the Gardner Agricultural Policy Program at the University of Illinois. He tells Brownfield farmer payments don't solve market issues.
If payments are working against the adjustments we need to see on fertilizer prices, on seed prices, then farmers are being pushed really potentially over a cliff because we're not seeing that adjustment that we need in the market because these payments are sort of upending everything.
He says soybeans are being used as a geopolitical pawn.
Whether China has figured out that this is a way to try to force the Trump administration to back down on things, whatever it might be, doesn't make for a healthy functioning market, and it makes it really tough for farmers who have to plan going into the spring what they're going to plant, what's that market going to look like.
In East Lansing, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
And I'm Larry Lee. Find these stories and more online at Brownfield Ag News.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Trust isn't given, it's earned. Story by story, season after season. At Brownfield Ag News, we've spent decades on the ground, in the fields, and in your communities. We don't just report on ag, we live it. And we share it across radio, social, and digital platforms to keep you connected, because we know that getting the story right matters to you. Brownfield Ag News, verified and unbiased.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plame. The squirrels and other critters are getting ready for the upcoming winter. Are you? Remember last winter? How could you forget? Aiders can help you with fall fixing, from weatherization and sealing up all those drafty windows and doors, to keeping all those creepy crawlies like box elder bugs and lady beetles out of your home. And clearly the mice think winter is coming. They are plentiful and busier than ever, looking for a nice warm place to spend the winter. Now speaking of mice, there's lots of options for mouse bait, but the next time you buy some, take a minute to read the back of the box. You might be surprised. Don't worry, Aiders still stocks the good bait. Got projects? Get hardware headed this fall. With a little help from Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a slow start. This isn't a big surprise. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. Show lists this week are lower across all major feeding areas again. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers weighing less than 800 pounds were $5 to $10 lower. Heavier weights were steady to $5 higher. Feeder heifers weighing less than 600 pounds were steady to $10 higher, but heavier weights were $5 to $12 lower. The USDA says overall quality was considerably below last week's, with a lot of plain cattle making up the offering. Medium and large one feeder steer, 710 to 749 pounds, brought $372 to $398. Feeder steers, 852 to 869 pounds, brought $355 to $368. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 551 to 593 pounds, brought $380 to $415. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice was up $2.76 at $371.94. Select was $1.35 lower at $352.11. Cash hogs are mixed at midday with huge negotiated purchases. Processors are moving larger numbers to start the day, but are able to do so without having to get too aggressive in their procurement efforts. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, specifically looking at supplies as it considers demand, which has been the main focus for the market. Domestic demand is likely benefiting from pork's competitive price in the retail space. Global demand remains uncertain, though, as the industry lacks that much-needed trade and export data amid this ongoing partial shutdown of the U.S. government. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 6 cents with a weighted average of 90.66. The Iowa Minnesota was 7 cents lower with a weighted average of 90.60. And the Western Corn Belt was 18 cents lower with a weighted average of 90.49. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $70. And pork values were weak, down 9 cents at $101.99. Picnics, hams, loins, and ribs were all lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimic, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Burnham Lumber of Rui salutes hog farmers during October Pork Month. Burnham's has been serving area farmers since 1954. That's over 70 years of building experience. If you're in need of any hog raising facilities or other agricultural buildings, Burnham Lumber is currently scheduling spring projects. Burnham Lumber also carries a full line of Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers. Order any Mirafont hog waterer in October and take 6% off, plus receive $65 to $125 in rebates for each qualifying purchase. That's Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, saluting hog farmers during October Pork Month.
Soybeans and corn are lower. Cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Plant your potential and harvest your reality with Stein. Each season brings promise and potential. Turn that potential into reality by planting the best genetics from Stein Seed Company. Soybeans have turned fully lower on profit-taking and technical selling, along with the lower-moving bean oil. U.S. soybean harvest should be about three-quarters complete, and South American planting weather looks good for the most part. The U.S. and China are set to talk trade this week in Malaysia ahead of the end-of-the-month meeting in South Korea. November beans are down 1.5 at 10.30 and a quarter. January's 2.25 lower at 10.47 and three quarters. December bean meal is up $1.60 at $2.86.60. December soybean oil's down 75 points at 50.56. Corn's lower, also seeing some profit-taking. Analysts estimate the U.S. corn harvest is about 60% complete, and South American planting is ahead of schedule in many areas. Solid overall demand's limiting losses, at least to some extent. December corn's 4 lower at 419 and a quarter. March is down 3 and 3 quarters at 433 and a quarter. And wheat's lower. Contracts remain oversold, but they continue to come under pressure from rising global supplies. U.S. winter wheat planting conditions generally look favorable. December Chicago's 3.75 lower at 501. December Kansas City's down 3.75 at 486 and a quarter. December Minneapolis is 2.75 lower at 545 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are higher on near-term supply tightness. Choice box beef up sharply at midday. Select was down. December live's 172 higher at 245.37. February's up 177 at 246.30. November feeders are up 77 at 373.45. And hogs are supported by technical buying. Pork's weak at midday. Cash is narrowly mixed. December's up $1.12 at 83.20. February's 82 higher at 85.55. Brownfield.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Are there lower retail prices for butter on the horizon? Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Butter prices have hit the lowest level in recent years. Katie Burgess, a market advisor with Ever.ag, says the increase in supplies and decline in prices could come at a great time for consumers.
With Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up, maybe the retailers can run some more aggressive promotions than they planned, a 2 for $5, maybe a 2 for $4. We'll see what happens as we get towards Thanksgiving and Christmas. But hopefully with all this butter out there, if we sell it at a cheaper price, maybe everyone can bake an extra batch of Christmas cookies.
As for the rest of the year, Burgess says,
demand is the best in the fourth quarter with football season, selling more pizzas, then you get Thanksgiving, Christmas. Good time of year for dairy demand. I think the piece that we're seeing a challenge of, though, is milk supply continues to grow. As the last milk production report showed that dairy cow numbers are the highest they are in 30 years. So I think the story of the fourth quarter is going to be, can seasonal demand help us keep up with all the extra supply we have? And we are somewhat pessimistic about 2026 because once you get through the holidays, that demand does pull back a bit.
And don't be afraid as a consumer to take advantage of some of those price deals in the retail space because butter actually freezes really well. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rinkseed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
I'm Naheem Hines, proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom has muscular dystrophy, and the MDA helps her and kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. And MDA funds over 150 care centers for kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Learn more at MDA.org today.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Gaza, aid flowing again and Hamas working to...